This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Title 11 of the United States Code, the U.S. Code is the collection of the permanent laws of the United States. Title 11 is the Bankruptcy Code, and Chapter 11 of Title 11 is titled simply Reorganization. And it's that bucket into which Rite Aid deposited itself last night. The third largest pharmacy chain in this economy had been in trouble for a while, rising debt, as well as legal fees and settlements related to the opioid epidemic. It'll keep on operating, Rite Aid will, while it restructures and closes some stores. But Rite Aid aside, this has been a tough year for retail pharmacies in general. Staff walkouts at CVS and Walgreens, more products locked up behind plastic barriers in stores, which have fewer hours to begin with. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on what's been going on with the neighborhood pharmacy.
The pharmacy business has seen lots of change in the last few decades. Donald Klepser is Senior Associate Dean at the University of Nebraska's College of Pharmacy and has seen those changes firsthand.
My parents were independent pharmacy owners as I grew up, and there are a few of them. Now, my parents, they actually sold to Rite Aid, as luck would have it, back in 2007.
Now he prepares his students for an industry that's less entrepreneurial and more stressful than the one from his childhood. Staffing shortages have hit all the major chains, and it's getting harder and harder for individual stores to turn a profit, says George Hill, the senior healthcare technology and services analyst at Deutsche Bank.
You've got reimbursement that's going down as a company with a lot of debt is watching interest rates go up. It just doesn't make for an attractive backdrop for a company like Rite Aid.
Hill points out that brick-and-mortar retail pharmacies are competing with supermarkets and wholesale clubs that don't really need to make money off the prescriptions. Plus, there are new online pharmacies with lower overhead and staffing costs.
If you were charting how much money pharmacies make per prescription, it would be a pretty steep chart down and to the right, and has been for well over a decade.
All of this is contributing to more consolidation in the industry, which worries Curtis Haas, chief pharmacy officer at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York.
Rite Aid, at least in our region, has been one of the pharmacy chains that tended to maintain a presence in underserved communities.
Now, Rite Aid hasn't announced yet which of its stores will be closing, but Haas says,
I think you'll see contraction in the traditional, you know, every corner having a pharmacy kind of things that we've gotten used to something that's going to look quite a bit different.
Which, he says, could also make things more difficult for some communities to get access to their medicines. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.